you guys like my hat? Do you like my t-shirt? Well, the Patriots do too because they earned it. Just let it sit in. The Patriots are the champs of the AFC East. All right, so while you're savoring and celebrating that AFC East win, Jess W. asks the perfect question and says, which player had the best reaction to winning the AFC East? And if dance moves were involved, please describe and demonstrate. And she goes ahead and laughs at me and says, ha-ha. Good news is I don't have to dance. I don't have to do any demonstrating because when we got to work last Tuesday, the players had no idea that they had won the AFC East. They didn't know they were getting hats. They didn't know they were getting t-shirts until they got into meetings with Bill Belichick, and he told them that they were the champs of the AFC East. And just don't worry, if I did have to demonstrate, I'd let Leonard Johnson do it because he put plenty of his dance moves on display in Houston. I can fit. Is that super awkward? And that segues perfectly into my next question. Marty C. is back at it asking the good ones. He wants to know, what is more important, the number one seed in home field or rest for the ailing? And he adds, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Marty C. All right, so here's the situation. The Patriots have to win one more and also count on either a Denver or Cincinnati loss. Those two teams play each other. That's taken care of. So one more Patriot win means that they're the first place in the AFC and they get home field advantage after a first round bye. And Marty C., you're right. These injuries are becoming more and more prevalent, and it's becoming all the more important to make sure that these guys are healthy as the Patriots work their way into the playoffs. But that number one seed and home field advantage are too important to drop a game. So I think you're going to see Bill Belichick go for the win in whatever way he has to this week. Jingle bells, hats, and t-shirts. The Patriots won the East. All right, El Barto writes in and asks, in your opinion, does Jackson have much left in the tank? Is this a steal and the best late season move? Of course, El Barto is talking about the Patriots signing running back Steven Jackson, and I personally think that it is a good move, mostly because it doesn't hurt him, so why not add him to the roster? He adds some depth to a very thin offense, and in terms of it being a late season move, he's a veteran guy and he has experience, and that's what you need and want late in the season, so I think it's a good move. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week's episode of Sweet Talkin'. But before I go, I want to wish everyone in Patriot Nation a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday season. Enjoy the time with your family and your friends and have lots of fun. I want to see all that new Patriot gear I know that you guys are getting, and I'll see you on Sunday in New York.